What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. Today, I'm coming at you with my man, Mike Metzger. And this guy has literally been known as one of the top 10 most influential people. And honestly, he knows most of the people that we look up to, that we consider celebrities. So, man, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why you do it for the people who don't know you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So first, thanks for having me. I definitely appreciate it. Most people know me as a marketing consultant. You know, I run a marketing company. We work with lots of influencers, triple platinum recording artists. We've worked with US congressmen. We've built websites for some of the most popular people on the internet, whether it's e-com or personal brands, fitness programs. We've worked with UFC champions, fitness influencers from all over the world, even some people from Onnit Academy out in Texas, where you're from. So we've done a lot of really fun stuff. And most of what we do is build websites. We do advertising. We do brand consulting and kind of building out somebody's content strategy. And yeah, it's been amazing. We've learned a lot over the years, and that's most of what people know me for. But I've written a book, and I've shared the stage with Grant Cardone and some amazing people. And as you mentioned, you've been to some of these events that I've spoken at. So, you know, usually when I'm talking, it's always got something to do with marketing and, you know, in the digital world.
Awesome, man. So before we jumped on this call, you were talking a little bit about how you're taking a pivot in your agency and your business and how you do and how you run your brand. Let's talk a little bit about that. And then let's also touch on like the power of being able to pivot as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the pivot that we're making up until this point, from 2016 to 2019, primarily what myself and my company has always done is very heavy advertising, very technical advertising work. And what we've learned over the years is that a lot of businesses, they just throw money at a problem thinking that marketing is their issue or that lead generation is their issue, or, you know, thinking, oh, we need more customers and we need more leads and that's the problem. So let's put money into that and generate more leads. And in the vast majority of projects that we work on, luckily we're slick enough to make sure that they get a good result. But the underlying problem that always kind of frustrated me with working with really any business is that a lot of them didn't have their foundation set properly. And the best way to explain that is even when you ask a company, you know, what is your mission or what is your purpose or what does your brand stand for? What separates you from your competition? And, you know, what is really your purpose in the market? Or, hey, if you had 3 minutes to explain what your company does, how would you do that? What would you say? What is your mission statement or your one-liner? What is the purpose or objective of your website? What are your goals that you're tracking and measuring? And you'd be mind blown at how many companies have no idea what the answer is to those questions when you ask them. And so you realize that they're just throwing money at trying to solve this problem without really addressing the problem, which is they don't know who they are. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know why their product is different. And it's not because any company or individual is doing anything necessarily wrong. It's just that nobody's ever taught them to think through these things or do these, you know, cross any of these things off the checklist before they start a company or in the beginning of, you know, creating a startup or creating your first product. Nobody really sits down and thinks about how am I differentiating what I'm doing in the market and how can I really stand out above the rest and become a world-class company? And that was always the thing in the back of my mind that frustrated me was that we would be working on advertising campaigns for companies that they really may not have had any sort of differentiator with their brand or their product. And so we would almost start a campaign and then have to backtrack at the same time and simultaneously try to solve some of these problems with their brand, which is extremely hard to do. So that leads me to where we're going through kind of a change in the services that we offer and how we work with some of these individuals, which is always addressing the brand first and figuring out what is their story. You know, how are they going to guide their customer to whatever solution it is that they provide? And what is going to make them make their customer or their client really feel like the hero in their own journey when working with that brand. You know, and a lot of this this concept comes from a guy, his name is Donald Miller, and he's somebody that I follow really closely. And it kind of just made me start thinking about the way that we worked with clients a lot differently. So that was a big part of kind of inspiring us to make a change in the way that we do business and how we do business with people. But it's been an exciting process. You know, we're in the middle of it right now and kind of getting ready to rebrand and roll out our new website and stuff literally as we speak. So yeah, it's been a fun journey. And I think we've never been this excited. And 2020 was almost a blessing in disguise because it allowed us to have a lot of free time to focus on these things and put the right processes in place, the right ideas in place, and really just focus on how can we create an amazing experience for our clients and deliver a world-class service or product.
That's beautiful, man. So I do want to ask, what are a few of the defining things that you usually look for or try to create that makes a brand or a service, the customer experience, world-class, as you say?
Yeah, it's a great question. So if you think of all successful companies, the one thing that they have in common is they are phenomenal storytellers. And a really great example, there's a ton that I can name, but think about Subaru. Have you ever seen a Subaru commercial?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so they're really great. And if you think about it, they're not really talking about their product. You know, they're not talking about the comfort of their seats, and they're not talking about the speed of their vehicle. They're talking about their product and shining a light on it in a way that incorporates family values. And Subaru has like this cult-like following. When somebody has a Subaru, usually their next car is a Subaru, and then their kid's car is a Subaru, and then their grandmother's car. Like, it is literally a cult. And they've created a brand like that because they weigh in so heavily on this idea of like family and these heartfelt stories of, you know, oh, going, you know, taking your Subaru up into the mountains to visit your grandparents that you haven't seen in 20 years, or, you know, reconnecting a brother and sister that have never met each other, or, you know, taking your Subaru up into the mountains to tackle, you know, snowboarding that mountain that you've been trying to conquer for like 10 years, you know, and they incorporate these stories into their brand. And the reason they're able to do that is because when they first built their first car, they may not have sat around a table and came up with these ideas, but somewhere along the way, they realized that the way that someone gets attached to a brand and a product is not about what they're selling. It's about the way that it makes them feel. And so when people drive or own a Subaru, they love that car because of the way that it makes them feel and what it makes them think about, and how when they're sitting there driving down the road, it makes them feel different than the person driving next to them in a Honda or in a Kia. You know what I mean? And that is what we look for, is that story, and are those components hidden somewhere in that brand and they just haven't been given the opportunity to pull those things out of their story? You know, and so if I use myself as an example, even just in my personal brand, I think about the challenges that I've gone through in my story and why people follow me. And it's because, like, in a sense, the individual that I am and the individual that I was years ago really was somebody that you would never expect to succeed. Like, my story and the way that it probably should have gone is that, you know, I would continuously get in trouble, eventually go to court, go to jail, and that would be my life. I would be addicted to drugs and just be a loser for the rest of my fucking life. You know what I mean? That was the path I was headed down. But I think people connect with me because a lot of people have that in common. They just feel like they can't catch a break. They feel like they're the underdog. They feel like they're always getting caught in these kind of shitty situations where, you know, they're either looked down upon, they don't have a good family life at home, they're constantly getting in trouble, they're constantly stuck in debt, they suck at getting a good job, they didn't go to college. You know, there's just, they feel like nothing about them stands out, and, you know, they want to succeed, but they just don't know how. And that was me for the longest time. And that is like the bedrock of my story and why people connect with me. And I think why people enjoy being a part of what I'm doing or buying my book or going to see me on stage is because they see themselves in me. And people also see themselves in the story that Subaru tells. And people see themselves in the story of Nike and Michael Jordan and how Nike used to just be a track and field company. They were not the cool sneaker. And now they're one of the biggest sneaker companies on the planet. and it's a cultural thing. It's not because of the image of a check. It's not even really because of their product. It's the way that people feel when they put on that shoe and they feel like they're a part of this cultural movement with sneakers. And the same thing with Adidas and Yeezy and Kanye West. Like, that is why people buy products. It is not about the product. It is about how that product makes somebody feel. Now, don't get me wrong. The product has to be amazing. You know, your product has to be excellent. But if you think about probably an example of failure would maybe be Dan Bilzerian and Ignite, which is arguably going bankrupt any day now. And, you know, his story was, I'm cool. Look at me. I've got all these hot girls and drugs and boats and houses. This product is cool. And if you want to be cool, you should buy this product too. And that might work to begin with. You know, people want to be cool, so they buy that product, but there's really no true, genuine emotional connection with a brand like that. And in my opinion, that's one reason why it's failing. You know, there's lots of other reasons that it's failing. People can look up their financial reports online or on YouTube. But if you think about it as a brand, that's why it fails. And even if you go to Ignite's website, you notice that there is no messaging. There's no story. It's not inviting anybody into a feeling or an emotion that connects them to that brand. It's just saying, yo, we're hot shit. Here's a cool product. You should buy it because I'm cool. And people don't connect with that. Like, the vast majority of people on this planet do not live a lifestyle anything like Dan Bilzerian. Now, I think that he could be insanely successful if he cared enough to invite people into his story, but instead he doesn't. So, you know, those are some examples of success. And that's, you know, one simple example of failure. You could also think of GMC and Chrysler. They have no story behind them. You know, they failed and, you know, were part of the big automotive manufacturing and industry failure in Detroit. And nobody could really connect with those brands. But again, to compare that to something like Subaru or something like Mercedes or BMW, these car companies have cult-like followings. And, you know, brands like GMC and Chrysler, Buick, they do not. They don't have a story. They're not inviting people into their brand. So I think that's the big difference between a brand that can and will succeed compared to one that will not.
100%, man. So first of all, I just want to say that I feel like you really get this. I've heard you talk about the systems, the core values, the mission, like just the story, like actually letting people resonate with you. And really those are the financial, but the foundational, not financial, but when you get the foundation right, you get more financial benefits out of it. But that's the foundational things that every business needs to have that, like you said, like I go into these big companies that somehow they're very successful already, but yet they're not clear. They don't have, like, their team doesn't know what the story is. That culture doesn't go throughout the entire company. And it just, it makes me wonder how they get so far. And it's like you said, like Ignite, they're likely to crumble any day now because they're not letting people in like they could.
Yeah, absolutely. And one industry example that's a really good one is basically anything within the contracting industry. If you think about construction workers, contracting companies, roofing companies, landscaping companies, they're notoriously awful at telling any sort of story. And so, for example, when people ask me, you know, hey, how can I bring somebody along and be part of my brand and be part of my journey? If you think about something like landscaping, imagine if as the owner of that company, you now crafted your message to say, you know, hey, I know what it's like to be a homeowner and looking for somebody that you can trust. I know how hard it is to figure out these DIY projects. And you could replace I with we, right? So we know how hard it is to, you know, look up these DIY projects and try to do these things on your own and try to figure out what are the best solutions in order to make my home beautiful, in order to create an environment that I love being in so that when I wake up every day, I feel amazing. My day starts off on a good foot and I just enjoy the space that I'm in, because that's what everybody wants in a home, right? They want to be able to feel great. They want to wake up and feel full of energy. They want bright light and just to feel amazing. And so if you can capture that as a contractor or, you know, somebody that's working on someone's home and say, I know this because I've been through this process. I know how hard it is to find people you can trust and people that are going to care about your home as if it were our home. And we are here to do that. And not only do we understand how you feel, but we've been doing this for over 45 years for customers just like you. Fill out the form below and we'd be happy to get in touch for a free design consultation, right? And that is how people should think about things. It's not just like, hey, we're an A-plus contractor and we have A-plus business, you know, Better Business Bureau and, you know, like whatever, you know, like none of that shit matters to anybody. Like customers don't care about stuff like that. You may think they do on the surface. And in, yes, it may be something that they consider when factoring, choosing a company to work with, but do they actually care about it? Does it pull on the emotional strings that cause them to make a decision? And the answer is no, it doesn't. What pulls on those emotional strings is the story. And do they feel like you understand how they can take part in your brand? And if they do feel that way, they will take action and they will contact you.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lechter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.